The Sports Addict Radio Network proudly presents The Jerry Miller Show.
I totally don't know what that means, but I want it.
Opinions and information for the Wahoo and Hokie nations.
It ain't cool being no jive turkey so close to Thanksgiving.
You can reach the program by calling 866-356-ESPN.
I mean, listen, we're talking about practice. Not a game. We're talking about practice.
Or you can email the show at jerry@thesportsaddictnetwork.com.
I'm a man. I'm 40.
Now, here's your host, Jerry Miller.
Show me the money!
Guys, welcome to Hour 2 on the Best in Sports Talk Radio. It's the Jerry Miller Show. It's a pleasure to be a part of your Thursday afternoon, and thank you guys for tuning in. This show, of course, thanks to the good people at Fork Union Military Academy. Success stories begin here at Fork Union Military Academy. Home of Inhuman Schumann, John Schumann, Coach Fletcher Arrett, Mickey Sullivan, and Matt Donahue. We encourage you to tune in to In the Paint on Saturday. Head coach Cindy Johnson of Princeton Basketball joins Fletcher and myself in three states for a fantastic interview. If you like basketball chatter, don't miss In the Paint this Saturday morning. Folks, we'll be at the Millmont Grill tonight, 7:45, behind Barracks Road Shopping Center for sports and pop culture trivia night. Tell your buddies, tell your friends, pass the word along. I'll give away a Chris Long rookie card. I got UVA fleeces to give away, Virginia Tech fleeces for that matter. Folks, we'll give away gift cards and tickets to your athletic event of choice tonight, 7:45 at the Millmont Grill. Come by and say hello to Kevin, the Sud Stud, Quigley. 866-356-ESPN, 866-356-3776. That's the first time Kevin Quigley has heard that handle. Kevin, the Sud Stud, Quigley, I love it. 866-356-3776, like that, three states and five affiliates at your disposal. Well, welcome to Consigliere to the show. He goes by the handle JB, and Consigliere joined myself, Fireman Rich, and Delco Bill for the television component of this radio program, the Jerry Miller Show on the Boob Tube. And Consigliere showed up looking sharp. I mean, JB, you showed up in a black leather jacket. Fireman Rich said in hour one, it looked like you were a connected man. I mean, what did you think of that, JB?
Hey, well, you know, sometimes the members of the family have to pull their Italian side out because you know, I do remember Birds fan calling me out personally with my Italian stuff the other day, which sounded like a little bit of jealousy, but that's okay.
JB, what do you got on the wheel for us?
Well, you know, we all saw the handwriting on the wall, Jerry, coming with Fury Jr. getting the axe today.
Yes, we did. We all saw that. Al Pierce, in fact, said it was going to go down this week on this very show, and it turns out, JB, he was exactly right.
Well, you know, it is right. But, you know, anybody that was blind could have seen this, and like I've said before, which we keep sweeping under the rug, he only has two victories with Jerry Jr. on top of the box. He's went downhill ever since Pops got off the top of the box.
And I think there's a lot of truth to that. I will say this, Consigliere, with Jerry Jr. falling on the proverbial sword, Jr. has to look himself in the mirror because there's nowhere else to pass the buck. If he struggles now, it's purely on Jr. Your thoughts on that?
Well, that's true. And, you know, I think he's been a commendable soldier for trying to take the pressure off of his cousin the whole time and trying to be like, you know, it's family. I keep trying to protect him. You know what? You're the driver. Sometimes you have to look at the marriage and say, guess what? This don't work, guys.
I love that. You're exactly right about that. That's a great commentary. 30 seconds, Consigliere, anywhere you want to go.
Well, you know, this is one of those times when the Consigliere will sanction a hit completely against the NCAA for what happened to Brian O'Connor and his team. But we know it's all TV-driven, Jerry. And you know the other reason that they're going to show on TV, it has four great teams in it.
That's exactly right. And let's face it, the UVA-San Diego State matchup is a bona fide UVA baseball team against maybe the best player in college baseball today, JB.
Well, you know, hey, you know what? That's probably the four of the best teams right there in one place. Out of the whole, you know, that has to be the strongest region out of all of them.
Oh, no question about that, Consigliere.
It's the sexy matchups, too, Jerry. Tell me where else you're going to get sexy matchups unless you play ACC teams against each other.
Consigliere, I give you love, an excellent phone call. I agree with a lot of what he's saying. I mean, you have basically two number ones and Irvin guys in Virginia, and then throw in the fact that UVA is going against the Steven Strasburg kid, and when he's on the bump, you basically got another number one there. We'll go to the phones and welcome Kentucky Babe to the show. Kentucky Babe, thank you for your patience. What's on the hamster wheel, Kentucky Babe?
Yeah, I want to give you an opposing view from your previous caller, not the one just now, but the one comment on the Memphis situation.
Please do. What's on your hamster wheel?
Well, I'm of the opinion that, you know, we have a double standard in sports. You have USC that's had what at most schools would have been a major violation twice now in the last two or three years. And it's taken them all this time. They still haven't, NCAA, they still haven't come to any conclusion. Yet in like, what, 7 or 8 months?
Yeah, you're right, with Mayo and Bush keep talking to us.
Yeah, and I don't know what it is, but it seems like some schools, you know, got a pass on these things. And I think that with respect to the guards that are going with Calipari, I think it's more that they want to play in the dribble drive offense. And I'm not defending Derrick Rose and whatever he did, but I'm not really sure that you can conclude that Calipari or maybe even Pete Carroll knew about the money that these guys, or whatever the situations were, can be up at UMass. And I do know that the athletic director of Kentucky knew about this. Calipari told him before he signed, and they checked with NCAA and was assured that Calipari was not a a suspect, if you will, in this investigation.
Well, let me say this to you, Kentucky Bear. Are you a Wildcat basketball fan?
Yeah, I happen to be.
Let me throw this to you here, and I understand what you're saying is accurate, and the Kentucky AD knew about this before guys had hit the media, and he went on record and has already said that. But as a boss, say this isn't basketball. Say this is an ad company. And as a boss at an ad company, if one of your players, one of your employees, is getting in trouble with this, and I understand you might not know directly that this is going on, but should it not reflect on you in some capacity as the boss there, Kentucky Babe?
Well, it may reflect on the AD. He's not, he doesn't exactly go to the top of my list, but I think as far as Calipari and his record, most of it is innuendo as far as him being directly involved in these things. And like I said, the two violations out at USC, which is a fairly major program, you know, these things have been kind of left alone. They've been kind of drifting now for 2 years. And meanwhile, you get a situation like with Calipari, and immediately everybody wants to pin all this on him directly, but yet Carroll is going scot-free.
That's a good that's not bad.
That's a double standard.
There's a little hypocrisy there. Kentucky Babe, keep calling this program. And Kevin, vault his phone call for tomorrow. Let's get Chris Coleman. We respect his opinion on the show. He's the managing editor of TechSideline.com. And Chris, thanks for joining us. Kentucky Babe there used an interesting word, innuendo, when describing what's happened with Calipari and his basketball teams, whether Massachusetts or Memphis. When does enough innuendo start to affect your opinion of a man, Chris, i.e. Marcus Camby, i.e. now Derrick Rose?
Well, you know, just from talking to sources in AAU basketball who know the recruiting scene very well, you know, I always had the same opinion of John Calipari before, but even before this situation came out. You know, I think there's a lot of smart people who are very, very involved in the recruiting process that don't think he's very clean. So, you know, I'm not surprised this information came out that Memphis is getting hit with this. I'm not surprised at all. But, you know, that being said, you know, I'm not going to sit here and say John Calipari is the most evil man in college athletics. You know, I mean, that's just silly because, you know, I mean, there's a lot of this stuff going on. You know, I mean, the USC football and basketball programs are under investigation. And the thing I find most ridiculous, Jerry, is, you know, what's going to happen to Memphis more than likely is they're going to forfeit those 38 wins and forfeit that Final Four appearance. How does that hurt the program? All they have to do is take a banner down in their arena. You know, it doesn't affect their program going forward. It doesn't punish them at all. Take away a couple scholarships, you know, take away television money, take away don't let them go to the NCAA tournament for the next couple of years. You know, give them a big fine. You know, do something that will actually hurt the program and make them think twice about acting that way in the future, rather than just taking away past victories that, you know, quite frankly, don't really matter right now.
Fantastic commentary, guys, from Chris Coleman, the managing editor of TechSideline.com. Guys, he very kindly gives us about 10 or 12 minutes of his week every week here on the Jerry Miller Show, and you don't know how much we appreciate it, Chris. We absolutely do. With the fan base from Virginia Tech for the 10th straight season, and Bill Roth had a great Kroger report about this, the 10th straight season, season tickets sell out in Blacksburg, and Chris, I wasn't surprised at all about this, but a lot of folks had concerns about the economy and what this might do with season ticket sales. Virginia Tech fans said, "What economy, huh?"
Yeah, no kidding. Yeah, it is. It's a pretty impressive feat. 10 years in a row selling out season tickets. Now, you know, those are just your normal outside season tickets. But, you know, I think they still have some box seats left available. And I think that's more of a sign of the economy, the real, real, real expensive seats that, you know, you have to put basically a personal seat license down for. You know, there's still some of those available. But you know, Virginia Tech has one of the most rapid fan bases in the country. They travel very well. And you know, this team is getting a lot of hype heading into this season. And, you know, when you're opening against Alabama, you're coming off two ACC championships in a row. You know, I mean, then I would have been a little bit surprised if they didn't sell all of their season tickets this year.
And he's right. The club seats are still available. Chris, listen to these numbers. An inside cover, an indoor club seat, you have to put an annual seat gift commitment of 2 G's. An outdoor club seat, you have to do an annual commitment of 15 hundy right there. I mean, you know, you roll with fellas or ladies that have that kind of jack for those kind of seats?
You know, I've gotten the opportunity to sit in some of those seats, you know, for a few games every now and then. But, you know, it's certainly not something I could shell out for right now. You know, I really actually enjoy the outdoor seats much more than the indoor seats. I think the indoor seats kind of take away from the atmosphere of a game in a place like Lane Stadium. When you're sitting inside glass, you know, and it's 25 degrees outside, and, you know, the crowd's going crazy for Enter Sandman, you know, you don't really feel that atmosphere when you're sitting inside, though. You're not feeling the cold either, so I understand that point of it. But, you know, I really like those outdoor seats more than I do the indoor seats.
Chris Colbin, managing editor, TechSideline.com. Chris, we have 60 seconds left. I'm curious of your opinion on Jerome Lewis, a kid from New York, is a verbal commitment for 2010 at Virginia Tech, 6'4", 225. The reach now goes to the Big Apple, to New York, Chris, in about 60 seconds.
Yeah, you know, it makes me wonder if there's some kind of a special connection there. I actually think Lewis recruited Virginia Tech at first. I think he probably sent his tape down, and the coaching staff looked at it and said, okay, we'll make a special case scenario here and recruit a kid from New York. But, you know, I like him. He's got good quickness coming off the edge. I think he wants to play tight end, but, you know, we'll see how that works out. You know, I think he's got skills as a tight end, but I really like his acceleration off the edge, and I really think he could be a defensive end for Virginia Tech, though it looks like he wants to start his career at tight end. But, you know, he's a good-looking prospect, I believe, and, you know, you've just got a long way till signing day, and, you know, with a guy up there in Big Ten country like that, you never know who could potentially swoop in. But, you know, I'm happy to have the commitment right now.
I'll tell you what, you always make this program better. His name is Chris Colbin. He's the managing editor of TechSideline.com. The man knows football and sports. Thank you, CC.
All right, Jerry, appreciate it, bro.
Good man right there. Chris Colbin, guys. Respond and react, 866-356-ESPN. Open phone lines on the best in sports talk radio, The Jerry Miller Show.